You know why preachers take their watch off, don't you? Absolutely no reason. No, don't worry, I'll behave myself. Well, God bless you. And most of us know the story of Jonah, how Jonah ran from the Lord to find a hiding place. His running ended in being swallowed by a great fish, where thankfully he repented and sought God. We also have pressures in life, every one of us. Life can press against us from many angles. How often do we use the term, "It's driving me crazy"? We feel lost, lousy, and driven, even to the point of insanity or depression. I can remember the times where I've said to my kids, "You're driving me insane." Does anybody identify with that? Praise the Lord. Our kids can drive us to distraction. And I should know because I had 12 of them. 12 children. These two kids that you see here are number 11 and 12. We feel exhausted. We just need to chill out from time to time. We seek for a hiding place. Amen? A little me time. Just like Jonah, we feel like running away to our very own secret hiding place. There are many examples of hiding places in this world that we reach out to. Number one, the batch. That's not a word that's familiar in any other country, did you know? In Australia, if you talk about the batch, they think you're talking about a bachelor. But the batch, the all Kiwi escape, swimming, surfing, boogie boarding, sunbaking. The batch will address all my problems. I'll come back a new man, or I'll come back a new woman. Number two, golf, tennis, football, basketball, many other sports. The third, hunting and fishing. This is my escape, hunting and fishing. It's a great South Island pastime. Something that is, well, the fishing's great on the North Island, but I think the hunting's better in the South Island. Sitting in a duck blind, waiting for the mallard ducks to swoop around to your decoys. Stalking the elusive 14-pointer royal red stag. Crawling through grass to get even closer to the Easter bunny. Listening to the waves crashing on the rocks while baiting up for blue cod. Sitting and waiting on a kayak or dinghy for the PBE, the personal best ever, kingfish. Number four, trekking or bushwalking. Tongariro Crossing on the North Island. And by the way, I know that one well because I broke my fibula on the Tongariro Crossing. And I was on crutches for 5.5 months. Milford Track, Abel Tasman Coast Track, Kepler Track, or just your local bushwalk or a stroll in the park. Number five, reading books. The Secret Seven or The Faraway Tree by Enid Blyton for you younger ones or older ones, who incidentally also wrote the politically incorrect book for children entitled The Three Gollywogs, as well as the ever popular politically incorrect Noddy and Big Ears. Return to Paradise by James A. Michener. Now, some of you will know these books and you would love them. Harry Potter, the literary series by J.K. Rowling. Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump White House by Michael Wolff. Has anyone read that in the last few weeks? Nobody? Right, okay. And the wonderfully named The Gunther Heritage by Janet Louise Roberts, also known as Louisa Bronte. So many books to read. Some of you have libraries full, and that might be your escape. Number six, the internet. These days, one can search for almost anything. Some examples are gaming, messenger, reference sites, online shopping, such as Trade Me or Pinterest, Facebook, news, Snapchat and other social media sites, historic websites, self-education, and even biblical studies. One can receive a bachelor's degree or a master's degree online these days. Number seven, shopping. Shopping. Who likes shopping? Oh, three of you, four, five. Oh, my wife snuck her hand up. Shopping can be a real escape for many people. Now, sometimes we don't even need to spend. We just enjoy window shopping. And some of you can identify with that. It was stated on a recent TV program that when women take their men shopping, the first item that a male tends to look for is, can anyone tell me? A loud voice, what was that? A way out. In actual fact, and this is true, the average male tends to look for a comfortable seat. That's apparently a fact. I'm not sure if it's true. Number eight, music. From Beethoven to Iron Maiden to nowadays Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran and Lord. Number nine, television. A myriad of soapies, dramas and movies. Not to mention real life and cooking shows. There's so many cooking shows now, it is absolutely unbelievable. In the last year, I've become quite a good cook. Right. Does anybody, now, Coronation Street, who follows Coronation Street? Oh, you do? Right? Anyone else? Come on, be honest. Coronation Street. Coronation Street has been going since 1960. That is absolutely amazing. 57 years. Who remembers Enid Sharples? Ah, look at all the hands. Right. My mother's been watching it all the years that I remember. What hasn't Britain's longest running soap covered since its 1960 debut? Goodness gracious me. Even Prince Charles has appeared on screen on Coronation Street. Number 10, flying, which was a passion of mine in Australia. I'm a pilot. Parasailing, paragliding, light aircraft, ultralight, helicopters, gliders, ballooning, and now wingsuit flying. Looks really exciting. I'm a little old for that now. 11, horse riding, equestrian events, dog shows, cat shows, etc., etc. 12, mountain climbing, an absolute Kiwi passion. 13, spelunkers. Can anybody tell me what spelunkers are?
Caving.
Caving is extremely popular in New Zealand. In fact, cavers say that New Zealand has some of the most challenging and spectacular experiences and caving systems in the world. Caving experiences range from a dreamy drift or a walk through a glowworm grotto, which I've done in China, to rope dangling, ebb sailing, and all kinds of adventures. Number 14, boating, water rafting, kayaking. Our northern cousins in Auckland are the worst when it comes to escaping on a boat in the city of Sails. More and more people are spending time adrift on large ocean liners. There are escapes that I haven't even mentioned. Is it a sin to escape using these mediums and methods? Is it wrong to dream about owning these items, partaking of these interests, adventures and experiences? Is it wrong? Of course not. Oh, perhaps of course it is. Is it though? It all depends on our attitude and where our heart sits in relation to those things. Do they overtake us? Do they consume us? Did we leave God out of the equation? The night before last, I was out hunting rabbits on a large property in the Outram area with a good Christian friend. We didn't see many rabbits and only took two rabbits home. I asked him if he often hunts on that particular property. He replied, "Although I enjoy hunting on that property when the rabbits are plentiful," and he's a very good hunter, by the way, in other areas, "last week," and this sounds unbelievable, but it's absolutely true, "last week he shot 7 deer, so took quite a bit of meat home." And he said, "I mainly like to go of an evening to enjoy the incredible views, the river, the bush, and the beautiful sunsets," which I was able to experience as well. He said he uses his time there to pray and seek God while appreciating the incredible beauty and the isolation of the place. I mean, 270-degree views, absolutely amazing property, wonderful. And wonderful that he uses that as a time to seek God. Amen? There is absolutely nothing wrong with any of the hobbies, interests, or desires that I mentioned earlier. None of the secret hiding places are wrong, as long as God is involved in that part of our lives. If God is an integral part of our secret hiding place, then we can only bring glory to his name. Why did I title this sermon, "My Secret Hiding Place"? Because it is during these activities that our secret innermost thoughts often come to the fore. Let us pause and think of that. Think on that for a moment. If we include God, then it becomes far more pleasurable and spiritually rewarding. In our reading today in the book of Mark, chapter 1, 14 to 20, Jesus asked James and John to follow him. Without delay, they left their father and followed him. Jesus has called each and every one of us to follow him, and many of us have left our old lives to live for Christ. We repented of our sins because we believed the good news. Psalm 32, verse 7 says, "You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance." Selah. Selah means pause and think upon this. That's from the NIV. In the New American Standard Bible, Psalm 31:20 tells us, "You hide them in the secret place of your presence from the conspiracies of man. You keep him secretly in a shelter from the strife of tongues." In 1 Corinthians 7:29 to 31, it mentioned that if we purchase something, we need to treat it as if it's not ours to keep. And when we use or utilize the things of the world, which there is nothing wrong with, as I said, we need to not be engrossed in those items. For the Bible says this world in its present form is passing away. Jesus is Lord and needs to be Lord over every part of our lives. Whatever we are doing, do everything to the glory of God. Seek God, pray, and wait on him in your secret hiding place. His protection will be on your life. The Bible says he will surround you with songs of deliverance. He will bless you even more that your joy may be full. Now, this morning, we're going to give you an opportunity at the end of the service, after the service is finished, if you need prayer, if you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, or if you feel that you haven't been walking with God the way that you should be, or you feel perhaps you have slidden into a path that you shouldn't be on, then opportunity will be given to you to come to my left, your right, and request prayer. And there'll be some people there to pray for you, and I encourage you to do that. God bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen.